probably football. It's going to be boring, but it's effective.
To each their own.
Well, it's boring to me because you see a bunch of guys crashing into the line. But you know what? It gets the job done. And if it gets a job done, why change it? And that's what Ubley does. And they've been very, very successful with it. So I say more of the same. Easily, I think, going to make the playoffs this year. But can they make that next step and challenge Harbor Beach and unseed Harbor Beach? So they lost to them twice last year, and that's a bitter pill to swallow when you're a Bearcat fan.
Normally, when a new coach comes in, they try to keep the good things and add their own little twist and put their own stamp on this team. This might be a coach that will absolutely not change anything, and it's going to be business as usual. He may simply slide into what Coach Kaufman and Coach Wright and all those guys had in mind and say, hey, this has worked. We're going to continue to do it. He may have reasons to make it go better, but I certainly think one thing is for sure. This defense is going to be solid. They are always tough in the trenches, and it's just going to be, can they score enough points with the offense that they run? And they don't care about that. It's time of possession. It's not turn the ball over, and it's in-your-face physical football, and that's going to start with losing Mychek, losing Sweeney's, losing Sky Lasoski. Those are some tough football players. Maybe didn't get all the accolades that I think they deserved, but those guys are true hard-nosed football players, and it's tough to fill in those shoes, but they got some guys that I think can. Lemke's going to bring him some speed. Nathan Partika is a big man. He does not care who he has to run over. He will. A great guy. I know him myself. So he is going to lead the charge. He is going to be the focal point of that offensive line. They're going to run behind him. And on the defensive side, teams are going to scheme away from him. So they got some important players on this team that I still think will make them a top contender in the East, per usual, and a team that should, for absolutely no reason, missed the playoff. They should be a playoff team again, and again, a team we follow, hopefully for weeks to come.
Yeah, Jim Becker, been associated with the program for 20 years. I've only been around for about a year up here, but I am a huge Jim Becker fan, just dealing with him during the baseball season. He's really dedicated to Ubley Athletics, and he's obviously the right guy to take over.
I'm not even sure if – I don't even think you emphasize that enough. Ubley Sports, man. Yeah. I mean, you nailed it. That is putting it mildly. I agree with that completely.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure he's really excited for this season. Obviously, the big losses to graduation. But then you look at the players to watch. Ethan Lemke, he was leading runner in a few of the games last year, including the Harbor Beach game. Casey Sweeney, that'll be interesting to see what he does under center. And then we've said this about a couple of the teams, but it's really what's going to happen in the trenches with Ubley.
In that game against Harbor Beach in the playoffs, Ethan Lemke had 21 yards and a touchdown. And Casey Sweeney also 14 carries for 61 yards. Casey Sweeney makes the switch to quarterback. In that first game, like you said, Ethan Lemke was the leading rusher with 11 carries, 83 yards, and two touchdowns. So definitely some bright spots for Ubley football. But, what can we expect? That's the question.
Well, Dave was talking about the offense. Can they generate enough points? Averaging 36 points a game, over 36 points a game for the last two seasons. For a wing T team, that is outstanding. That means you are taking advantage of the possessions that you have. And in the wing T, it is designed to keep possessions to a minimum. So almost every time Ubley's touching the ball, especially for the last 2 years, they're taking it to the house. Now, whether that's a long run or one of those, we're going to take a quarter off the clock to finish this drive with a touchdown, they're most more times than not, when Ubley football has the ball, they're going to put it in the end zone one way or the other. It's just a matter of they're going to take 2 minutes off the clock or 8 or 12.
They do a couple things that are very important. They ball control. They get first downs. They can get 4 or 5 first downs and not score and be okay with that because their defense is going to go on the field and they potentially get the ball back in 3 plays and only have 40 yards to go for a score. So this it starts and ends with defense with this team, giving that offense more possessions, more chances to break free in that wing tee, to wear down defenses. They win games by marathons, not by sprints, and that's why you mentioned that they can be boring, they can be dull, but this team can overwhelm you. They're very disciplined, and they're very fundamentally solid, and they're tough. They are tough, tough, hard-nosed hitting football team, and that's what makes them fun to watch is they don't make many mistakes.
I liked Matt Mychek as quarterback last year. Very cerebral. He knew the offense. Very experienced quarterback. But when you look at Casey Sweeney making that jump to quarterback, you get a bit more of athleticism with Casey Sweeney than you do to Matt Mychek. And I think that gives Coach Becker and his staff just a little bit more flexibility with what they can do offensively. We've seen in the past when you have athletic quarterbacks at Ubley, you'll see some sweeps to either side. Jordan Kaufman comes to mind when they had him at quarterback. So they will adjust the offense to the personnel they have, and I'm very excited to see what Casey Sweeney and his athleticism can bring to that quarterback position.
Ubley's first game, USA, on Friday, August 24th at Sebring at USA, and that's a game you'll hear on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLEWSports.com with Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen calling that game this Friday, two nights from now. Coverage starts at 6:10 p.m. with kickoff at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1. We'll have Ubley three times on the air. Ubley at USA week one, week number three, then Ubley at Sandusky in a great Greater Thumb East matchup. And then week number five, that classic rivalry, Ubley at Harbor Beach, which should be, no matter what the records are, no matter what the teams look like, that's always going to be a great game. The question for you, fellows, before we take a quick break here, what of the nine games we have at USA, home against Memphis, at Sandusky, home against Reese, at Harbor Beach, home against KPAC, at Brown City, home against Marlette, and then to round out at home against Cass City, what's that most critical game that could turn the whole season for Ubley?
Harbor Beach. You know, as much as we want to make this a rivalry, and it is, go look. It's a one-sided rivalry. Harbor Beach has absolutely dominated Ubley over the years. I can't remember the record, but I mean, it's like Harbor Beach has like 25, 30 games on Ubley as far as the
wins
advantage.
And wins and losses.
Yeah, and wins and losses. So you look at that week five. If they could get through there, because I think you look at the first 4 weeks, Ubley goes 4-0. If they could get through Harbor Beach and beat Harbor Beach, it's a turning point. And all of a sudden, you know, we start thinking, ooh, you know, Ubley challenging for that title for best team in the Thumb. And the second most important game is the last game of the season for them. That Cass City game, they have played Cass City. It's become, you know, we said when we talked about Cass City, that's become a really nice little crossover rivalry there. And I like the fact that they're playing, but no doubt in my mind, it's Harbor Beach.
At Sandusky is going to be one game that I think could sting Harbor Beach a little. They got to avoid upset alert. I think Sandusky is always a team that you got to watch out for. But there's no question the answer to this. We could have said two words and stopped the conversation. It's Harbor Beach. It starts with them. It ends with them. That is one that is circled on the schedule. And the fact that it's in Harbor Beach, I believe, makes it even that much tougher for Ubley. But the winner of that game, there's very little doubt in my mind, the winner in that game is your East champion. And that's why it's the most important game. Cass City, I'm only mentioning them because I think Cass City would be tough, but that is your warm-up game for the playoffs, and that's a very important game to win, taking momentum and seeding into the playoffs, but no question about it, it's Harbor Beach.
And it's no coincidence, if anyone caught track of that, that all three games we're broadcasting Ubley are on the road. They are not at Ubley, and that's for the sake of cell reception, uplink back to the station. So we don't have what we have that
our sanity doesn't matter at all. Or?
Well, yeah, a nightmare of a broadcast last year when Harbor Beach was on the road at Ubley. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at those hot, pesky Harbor Beach Pirates, the folks we've been talking about. And right here on Sports Radio 102.1, where it's 8:29 on Sports Radio 102.1. And when we return, we'll take a look at Harbor Beach, then we'll have our league and everything predictions after that, right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
This is Alec McCormick with McCormick Motors in Pigeon, making sure everyone knows about the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram summer clearance event and the Summer of Jeep. July was the lowest lease payment we ever had on 2018 Jeep Compass. In August, the payment has fallen even more. Right now, you can get into a 2018 Jeep Compass 4x4 with power heated seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, backup camera, and more as low as $187 a month with $1,983 due at signing. Select models have as much as $6,500 in discounts, so hurry because this is the fastest selling vehicle we have, and once these 2018 models are gone, they're gone. Visit us online at McCormick Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep.com. That's McCormick Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep.com. Stop in to visit us on the corner of 142 and Caseville Road and see why all roads lead to McCormick Motors and Pigeon. Employee pricing required plus taxes and state fees. See dealer for complete details.
The Michigan produce is in full swing at Huron's finest fruit market in Bad Axe.
Honey Rocks, two for $3. Large seeded watermelon, only $1.